Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Lebanon relives the echoes of war, yet believers are carrying hope and help to the displaced. Then FMI sees that caring for missionaries, spiritually and emotionally, helps sustain long-term gospel work in difficult regions. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, as Israel's war on the Iran-backed group Hezbollah intensifies, Lebanon has traveled back in time. Pierre Hostin with Horizons International says,
there's a great sense of not this again here in Lebanon, because we're living the same style of war as we did in the fall of 2024, where we have airstrikes every night.
Last week, Lebanon appealed to European leaders and the United States to intervene diplomatically as it seeks a solution with Israel, who is bent on neutralizing Hezbollah. More than 800,000 people have been displaced since these latest hostilities began March 2nd. Schools, streets, and other public spaces across Lebanon have become shelters.
The infrastructure that we have available to help those people is really limited.
In the big picture, Hosni's concerned that Christians are being drawn into political division and hatred for enemies.
When bombs fly in any direction, when people die, whether they're military or civilian, God's image is in those people. So I think it's a time for a heart check, so that we can align our hearts with God.
In the chaos, Horizons has a pulse on the real-time needs of 130 partner evangelical churches. With donor support, they've been able to equip these churches with food, bedding, and more. And this opens the way to share the hope of Christ. Find prayer points and more at missionnews.org. Next, creativity is a vital tool for getting Scripture into people's lives, especially during war or crisis. Dane of Unfolding Word says, Bible work continues in Eastern Europe. It often takes different forms depending on local needs. In one Ukrainian community, the ministry is developing tools to help people better understand Bible books.
They're creating dictionaries based on those books.
The ministry also provides education for translators. Their leader commented,
he said, we've also started raising the theological education level of our translators despite the difficult circumstances. They've enrolled in a Bible college.
In another area in eastern Ukraine, believers are making Scripture more interactive through media.
A church planter is producing media projects with their translation of open Bible stories.
And this work is possible because of Unfolding Word's approach.
We're building capacity into the local church so that they can translate the Bible for themselves, for their people, in their heart language.
And with the ministry's open license resources, local believers can continue the work, even without outside support or funding. Pray for local leaders in Eastern Europe in their creative translation work, and pray that Scripture, as the living water, would quench the thirst of many. Finally, working in ministry is never without its challenges. For those serving in high-conflict areas, the pressure increases exponentially. That's why Patrick Anthony of FMI emphasizes the importance of retreats for his partners in Pakistan, where ministry leaders and their families face persecution, financial challenges, and cultural pressure to conform.
Whenever we visit and we go in country, we have time to talk to all of our team members, of course, but we also have a very busy itinerary to follow, visits to make. But for a retreat, we had a dedicated time where we could ask, how are you doing? When it comes to missionary care, it's needed to be able to know where our partners are. And it helps us to see how we can better come alongside them.
Anthony encourages those working in fast-paced ministries, especially those with people serving around the world, to slow down and have intentional conversations with their ministry partners and with themselves.
Before we ask someone else, I think it's helpful to spend some time in prayer for our own reflections with the Lord, reviewing, okay, where am I at? We need to care about that for ourselves, to then also care about that for someone else.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.